件频频的发生。
So we all know there have been a lot of shootings happening in America.
而且绝大多数行凶者都是心里面健康有问题的。
Shooters do have mental issues.
但是居然还有执政者这样提议说，以后上学的时候老师也要配枪。
Rulers suggest that even the teachers need to carry guns to school.
准备随时开这个开枪保护枪仗保护学生。
So they could always be really prepared to protect their students.
哇，这个言论一出来，大家懵了啊。
But when this news comes out, all of us are bewildered.
所以想想以后施者啊，不是只有传道授业解惑者，还要接受特种这个训练，要学习会开枪杀人啊。
Teachers are not just supposed to teach or disseminate knowledge or eliminate confusions. They also need to even learn how to work as a soldier, like in the special forces.
我猜说不定教堂以后牧师也要配枪。
Maybe in the future, as a pastor, pastors should carry guns also.
万一这个歹徒啊从这个跑进来的时候，牧师还可以保护会众。
In case shooters come in and pastors can help with the can help the congregation.
不过我想一想，觉得这种机会渺茫。
I think this kind of opportunity is kind of rare.
我倒是建议呢，让教会的招待配枪还比较实际。
Suggest ushers carry guns.
因为就算有坏人他们可以挡在门口哈。
So even if like shooters come, these ushers could actually stay at the door and protect our church.
不过这虽然这机会渺茫，不过呢，收奉献的时候就用得到了。
But then probably it would be better for ushers to come when they accept offerings.
传奉献的带的时候呢，把枪掏出来。我想可能可以多收一点点吧。
Maybe you can get more offerings when you carry guns.
我们也想说这个社会到底怎么了。
So let's just think about what's wrong with our society.
好像越来越多人都生病了。
Many more and more people are getting sick.
我们都知道拥有健康是人人所期待的。
We all know that we own a good health.
尤其今年的流感严重侵袭，反正是在这一波受感染在这行列当中的，或是你过去有生过病的经历的，我们都能够深深体会到失去健康的可怕跟恢复健康的重要。
Especially America has been attacked really badly by flu this year. So we all have felt how important to have a good health and how scary it is to lose your health.
圣经中有提过许多生病到恢复得健康的这些真实例子。
So the Bible has recorded a lot of real examples how a person has recovered from sicknesses.
其中乃曼将军就是我们刚刚读的这个经文提到他长大麻风其实是一种皮肤病。
Naaman actually was one of them, and he had leprosy.
后来他得到医治的故事呢，是非常特别。
And then actually his story of getting healed was actually very special.
因为他并不是神的选民，而是一个外邦亚兰国的一个元帅，一个将军。
He was not actually the Lord chosen people. He was actually a general in another country, Aram.
却借着一位被掳来的以色列小女子的推荐而得到建议。
But through the recommendation of a young girl, actually a captive from Israel, he was actually healed.
不但使上帝在亚兰全国上下得到荣耀，并且也改变了当时整个的属灵环境。
Not only God's glory was manifested through this young girl in this country of Aram, the whole spiritual environment was also changed in that country.
我过去跟大家分享过这个小女子小人物大改变的这个故事，不过今天要从一个乃曼将军的角度来分享他之所以能够得到神的医治有些特别的原因。
I've shared with you how an ordinary person could actually do God's work in the past. So Naaman's story is actually one of them.
我相信并不是因为他有钱 有势有地位的这个结果。
It's not really because Naaman has power or really rich.
也不是因为他的运气特别好，遇到贵人。
Nor because that he has better luck than other people and he has met with some like really higher ranking people.
更不是他努力追求名医，终于得到医术高明的医生，乃是在他生命当中神有一些特别的目的。
Not because he's also have seen some like really good doctors, but because he experienced the God.
乃曼得到健康的故事背后有上帝特别的心意在这里面哦。
The healing story of Naaman has God's special purpose.
否则你看全国当时这么多生病的，为什么只有乃曼得医治的故事被提及？
So why wasn't just Naaman's story mentioned, although there were so many people who were sick in the country at that time?
我相信神要透过乃曼有一些功课让我们学习。
I believe that God has some lessons for us to learn through his story.
所以今天我们要一起来从圣经的经文来分享到底什么是让乃曼得到医治恢复健康的秘诀。
So we need to learn what is the secret of his getting healed.
而这些因素也将成为你我追求健康成长的提醒与帮助。
So hopefully these things can become reminders for us to become spiritually healthy.
还有三方面我们来看，第一方面是乃曼他对人的态度。
For one, Naaman's attitude toward people.
还有三方面他态度，第一个呢是他尽忠主人。
And one, he's very loyal to his master.
好，我们从第一节大家一起来。
Let's reverse one more time.
好，预备，请。
Now, Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy.
好，你也许会觉得奇怪，说为何尽忠主人跟他得医治两个会有连带关系？
I feel strange. What is the relationship of between his loyalty to his master and his getting healed?
那乃曼的身体得医治跟主对主人效忠，这是明明就两回事嘛。
There seems to be no relationship between these two things.
没有错，但是呢，乃曼之所以得医治，也是因为他的主人亚兰王亲自写了一封推荐信给以色列王。
You know what? It was because his king.Actually wrote a letter personally, the letter of recommendation to the king of of Israel.
一个国王写一个信到别的国家，请求别的国家的国王来帮助他所心爱的这个将军呢，能够让国王来写这个信，而且去拜托别的国王。你看，一定是他为这个主人效忠到一个地步，才使这个国王愿意来。这个来为他做这样的事情。
So, think about this. How could Naaman make his king to write a letter, a personal letter of recommendation to the king of Israel in order to help him to get healed? It must be because he was very loyal to his master.
那圣经告诉我们说，他在主人面前尊为大，意思说是他这个连国王都尊敬他，大大的尊敬他。
Bible actually said that even his master, Naaman's master, respected him a lot.
但是你看，这位主人也许珍惜这个爱将啊，不愿意把他撤掉。但是一般的人，我也想说，反正全国上下人才这么多，又不差他一个。
So、the king of Aram actually really respected Naaman. But think about this: there are so many generals in the country, so many talented people in this country. How could this king just use him?
他长了大麻风啊，这个是在当时是一个很大的病，应该让他退下来找个理由，让他在家里好好的安养啊，治疗接受治疗才对啊。
Even he had leprosy, and it would be better for him to stay at home and rest and just get healed.
那亚兰王为什么不这样做，反而要写信来请求别的国家的国王来医治他这样的可？
So why did King of Aram do that? And then instead, he actually wrote a letter to the King of Israel.To get his the general healed,
就是乃曼对主人忠心的态度，以至于耶和华神都看在眼里了。
It was really because Naaman, his master respected him a lot.
而且根据圣经告诉我们说，神耶和华使他带领军队征战都所向无敌。
So actually, even in the Bible, it said when Naaman was leading the soldiers to the battlefield, he always won victories.
甚至他的连他的主人都大大的尊敬他。
It was so loyal to the point even his master respected him a lot.
同样，我们今天若要成为神忠心的管家，我们就要先顺服在地上的主人。
So in the same way as Christians today, we need to be fully submissive to our earthly masters, in order to be a faithful steward.
甚至到一个地步，连主人都能够尊敬我们。
We should be loyal to our masters to the point even our masters can respect us.
这样的态度，连神都会看在眼里。
This kind of attitude would be highly regarded in God's eyes.
第二个是要善待下人。
Second thing you need to do is to treat your subordinates very nicely.
我们一起来读第二节到第三节。
Let's read verse 2-3.Taken captive a young girl from Israel, she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If my master would see the prophet, he would kill him."
我说哈，弟兄姐妹的回应的品可以决定讲道的品质。
The quality of your response would actually determine the quality of my sermon.
所以如果大家有精无力哈，我也无精无力了。
If you feel tired, I will be tired too.
大家也知道我昨天忙了一天，非常的辛苦。
No, I was busy the whole day yesterday. I was very tired.
早上起来，我跟张医师讲，我全身酸痛。
I told James,
不知道怎么会那么累哈。
The doctor today that I'm actually really my muscles really sore today.
但是我相信你们可以决定讲道的品质，好不好？
But I know that you can actually determine the quality of my sermon, right?
好，我们看见这个小女子呢是被掳来的战利品呢。
So we know that this young girl actually was a captive.
专门来服侍乃曼的妻子。
And he was used as a maid. She was used as a maid servant to serve a Naaman's wife.
在当时的背景当中呢，许多的国家，包括以色列出去征战，我们都会可以这个若得胜对方，都会掳落一些的战利品，包括人。
So at that time, actually, if the conquered nations would actually the people from the conquered nations actually would.Could be used as maid servants.
这些战败的居民如果没有被杀死，他就会带给这个战胜的一方掳获，当成仆人或使女来使唤。
If they were not killed, they could be used as servants.
甚至作为他们的妻子来繁衍后代。
Even as their wives to give birth to more children.
旧约圣经有许多这样的记载，我们可想而知，这些没有被杀死的人以后过着日子的，可能很没有尊严的。
So you can imagine these people actually.Had a living that have no dignity.
甚至可能过得生不如死的这个生活。
Even more like a living hell.
然而，我们从这位以色列女子与乃曼的互动，我们可以相信她是非常善待下人的。
From the interactions between Naaman and this young girl, the captive, we could believe that Naaman actually treated his subordinates really nicely.
首先，他没有直接接触到这个小女子，或者在
First, he did not actually
在她的身上任意而行。
So at first he did not touch this young girl willfully.
而是保持距离，透过他的妻子传话。
He actually kept really nice boundaries, and even through his wife talked to this young servant.
可见连他的下人都相当的对他下人都非常的尊重。
So he actually respected his subordinates really, really nicely.
其实我们从这位小女子的描述，她说巴不得，她不说恨不得，巴不得我的主人好那样子。可见他善待下人到一个地步，连那个使女都心疼他的主人。可见这个女子可能被善待如同自己的亲人一般。
From what this young girl said to her mistress, if only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, who would cure him of his leprosy, we could see that how she was respected by her master.
其实每一个人都是神所造的。就也会有其他的尊严跟价值。
We're all created by God. We all have dignity or value.
好，所以不要轻看你自己。
So don't look down upon yourself.
不管你的身份如何，你都是在神面前最高贵的。
No matter what your identity is, you are always highly regarded in God's eyes.
所以同样的，一个健康成熟的人就不应该以高傲的态度来轻看别人。
So a mature person should not look down upon other people.
当他善待每一个人的时候。比包括地位比我们低下的人呢，无形中也会因可能为自己带来福气。
When you treat your subordinates, worse, inferiors nicely, it's also going to bring blessings to yourself.
我常听一些很出名的企业家他们在演讲。
I often like hear speeches from really famous entrepreneurs.
特别提到一些公司一些大公司的 CEO， 他
竟然 like some CEOs in some companies
能够准确的叫出这个公司每一位，甚至连清洁工的名字跟简单的家庭背景。
Some CEOs of some famous companies can even call the names of a custodian in his company.
哦，我觉得真的太了不起了。
That is really amazing.
这种不轻看人，甚至带善待下人的态度，这是我们要学习的。
Not underestimating other people is really a thing that we should learn.
最后一个是要尊重他人。
The third thing is we need to learn to respect others.
我们一起来读第九节，好不好？预备，请。
So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house.
好，对于上司的敬忠跟对下属的善待，而除此之外，对于其他没有直接关系的人，他也相当尊重。
So Naaman wasn't just loyal to his master, didn't just treat his subordinates very nicely. He also treated other people he did not even know very nicely.
当时他来到以利沙的家，他没有直接闯进他的家里面，而是在门口在那里等候。
When he went to Elisha's house, he did not break into the house.
这不是简单的
Instead, he was waiting at the door.
这不是简单的礼貌，而也是尊重对方。
That wasn't just like a simple politeness. That was respection.
但是
respect.
其实我们都知道，以他的身份地位，他去是要有人在门口迎接他的了。
So with his social position, there should be somebody who is actually waiting at the door to greet him.
如果这个美国的副总统来到你家拜访你
，A vice president in America come to your house, how would you treat him?
你不会让他在门口等的，你可能一大早前几天就开始收拾了。
You wouldn't let him wait at the door, right? You would actually have cleaned your house really nicely.Even the day before.
那你不开门，甚至他的这些保他的保镖，他的活就把你的门撞开了啊。
If you don't open the door, probably his bodyguards would actually break into your house.
而且根据十一节，我们不跟你自己看你的圣经，十一节他自己也是期待说，应该有人在门口迎接我的哈。
According to verse 11, actually, Naaman himself was expecting somebody was greeting him at the door.
你想看一个敌国以色列敌国的一个大将军，他大可不必这么客气，直接杀到这个以利沙的家。来绑架他哈，如同战这个掳获战利品一样，叫他你来替我治病。
He was a great king. He was a great general at a winning country. He could definitely order like Elisha to greet him, who actually was just a prophet in a conquered nation.
对，有一天如果这个我们当中有当医生的，被一个我绑架去当来当军当他的医生，哇，那个是他可以用这样子做的啊。可是你会不会可以想象一下，他没有这样子做哎。
But Elisha could have been kidnapped by him in order to be his doctor, but Naaman did not do so.
他站在那里像傻瓜一样，然后呢，苦苦的等候对方回应。
He was actually instead wait patiently, apparently like a fool.
然而，伊丽莎不但没有亲自迎接，反而只是派个仆人传话而已。
Elisha did not even greet him personally. He was just sending a servant outside to greet him.
难怪后来乃曼觉得这是被羞辱而生气。
No wonder Naaman felt like he was humiliated later.
好，就算
turn around and went,
乃曼生气了，可是他仍然有风度，他没有去报复、去杀害，甚至放一把火把他们家烧了。这就是尊重的一个表现。
Even though Naaman was humiliated, he did not revenge and he did not lose his manners. He did not burn down Elisha's house.
就算对方不领情，他仍然表现出他的风度。
He still actually demonstrated his good manners.
这是你看见乃曼他对人的态度。
So you can see that his attitude toward people.
好，第二方面，我们看他对自己的态度如何呢
？But the second, let's just look at Naaman's attitude toward himself.
好，第一个，首先他能够接纳意见。
First, he was very willing to accept other people's opinions.
让我们一起来读第四节，好不好
？Verse four.
请。
Went to his master and told him what the girl from Israel had said.
哇，这样好多了哈！好，乃曼是一个对自己负责任的人。
Naaman was very responsible for himself.
他没有为自己的病情怨天尤人，反而可以坦诚面对，并且接纳意见。
He did not complain about his leprosy. Instead, he was willing to accept other people's opinions.
甚至一个没有身份地位、从以色列掳来的一个小女子所给的意见，他也愿意接受。
Even the opinion of a young girl, a captive from Israel, that her opinion, he was even willing to accept her opinion.
并且将这个意见呢呈报给他的主人亚兰王，还征求上司的意见。
Even presented that opinion to his king.
他有一个愿意
for his suggestions.
他有一个愿意接纳意见的态度呢。其实这不是每一个人都能够做到的。
He really had an attitude willing to accept other people's opinions. Not everybody can do that.
尤其他的身份呢，是一人之下，万人之上。通常这样的人都是不容易接受别人意见。
Especially he was holding a very high social position. Yeah. He was just inferior to the king, but superior to all the people in his country.
Yeah, 我想我们每一个人也是一样。你要听意见呢，你不会听那些比你低下的。地位比你低下的一些意见，你会听一些比你高的这些意见。
So、usually, we won't be willing to accept opinions from people who are lower than us, but then we're willing to accept opinions from people who are higher than us.
那今天很多一些大老板，他宁愿花几百万请这个股票大王巴菲特吃一顿饭，就是为了听他的意见，却没有人愿意花几百块哈、啊，请你请我吃一顿。来听你我的意见。
So today, a lot of like investors are willing to spend like millions of dollars to treat Warren Buffett like a very good dinner in order to hear about his opinions about investment. But nobody is gonna treat us at dinner. Simply, we're just ordinary people.
为什么呢？因为你我都不是成功的企业家。
Because we're not successful entrepreneurs.
所以想看看说乃曼他这样的谦卑的态度。愿意听的比他低下的这个人的这个意见的，难怪神会怜悯他，使他得医治。
So Naaman was willing to hear about the opinions from a person who was lower than him, a young girl, a captive from Israel. No wonder God had so much mercy on him.
第二个，他对的态度是他肯听从劝告。
The second thing, he was willing to listen to the voices.
啊，意见啊，是还没有他做决定的时候啊，能够听。那劝告 不一样是什么？他已经做了意见，但是他可以因为别人的劝告而改变。
So advices is like you could be persuaded because other people's suggestions.
好，来，我们来一起来读第十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
对，请。
Naaman's servants went to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed?"
好，我们知道乃曼做了一个决定，但是又改变了，是因为听劝告。
We know that Naaman made a decision, and then he changed his decision.
也许你会认为说啊，说不定乃曼是一个没原则、没主见的人。
Might think that he was a person of no principles.
所以任何人说什么话，他都好，都好，无所谓，不在乎。
Okay, he did not like care about his own like opinions.
假如真的是这样没主见的话，他根本不可能当上亚兰国的大将军。
Well, if it were not, he was a person of no principles, he would not have been the general of this great king.
他要率领这些众军，这些的军队去征战，他常常要做一些很重要关键的决定。
He often leads soldiers to the battlefield. He has to make a lot of great decisions on the battlefield.
那假如他什么都无所谓哈
，If he did not care about other people's opinions,
他就不可能当上这样的一个角色。
Have been the general, the great general.
那假设他都无所谓的话，他就不应该会生气。
Well, if he did not care, and then he wouldn't have been angry either.
啊，圣经记载他生气的，非常的愤怒哈，这些的表情。
The Bible actually said he was actually very angry when he first heard about the suggestions.
啊，事实上我们看见，当乃曼觉得被羞辱，准备气愤的准备离去的时候，你看我们看见乃曼也是一个有个性、有性格的人啊。
Actually, when we can see actually when Naaman was humiliated, he actually was very angry. We could see he was a person of a personality. He did have his own personality.
不幸好在这个时候呢，他的仆人开口来劝告他的。
Fortunately, his servant started to persuade him to stay.
这个仆人帮他分析啊，帮他来听，他就开始跟他讲哈，这个应该怎么样，应该怎么样哈。
And his servant started analyzing the situations to him and giving him advices.
如果没有这个仆人的话，可能把乃曼就气冲冲的走开，可能就不会得到医治了。
If it were not for the servant, Naaman could have just gone and left, and then just in great anger.
Yeah. 不过就算有人听劝告，但是也是因为乃曼谦卑，愿意听劝，愿意改变自己的态度，而不坚持自己的想法。
It was really because Naaman was humble. He was willing to take other people's opinions and change himself.
Yeah, 否则他再多的劝告，好，再也都没有用的。
No, otherwise, no matter how many suggestions he had heard, he would not have taken them.
更何况呢，这个劝告是来自一个身份低下，是他的仆人呢。
Especially this kind of opinions actually came from his servant.
哎，他说你再说，我把你开除了。
So he could have said, "Hey, if you continue to give me suggestions, I would have fired you."
可是乃曼听劝的原因。只是有觉得他觉得有道理，他就接受。
The reason Naaman humbly listened to advices and changed his mind was because he was open-minded and he was willing to accept better suggestions.
相反的，我们周围可能有相当认识，你可能认识相当固执的人。
So we might have seen like very stubborn people around us.
啊，你跟他讲什么，他都不想听。
No matter what you tell them, they won't want to listen.
他对自己为什么？因为他对自己蛮有自信的。
Because they have very high confidence level.
其实这没有什么错。
There's nothing wrong with that.
我没想到乃曼也是可能会这样，因为他今天有这样的成就，就是因为他过去有主见嘛。
Think about this. Naaman was holding such high social status. He could have such accomplishments. It was because he was actually a person of high opinion.
他相信自己做的决定都是对的。
He definitely believed that all the decisions that he made were right.
其实那是一种过度自信的骄傲，哎。
You know, the reason why some people are stubborn is simply because of the pride of their overconfidence.
最后一个乃曼他对自己的态度是他愿意付诸行动。
The last thing that Naaman did is he was willing to take actions.
好，让我们一起来读第十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
对，请。
So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan seven times as the men of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy.
好，接纳意见，听从劝告，其实这个都很容易，比较容易。
Accepting opinions,
最难的是要付诸实际的行动。
Most difficult things, are you willing to take actions after you heard the advices?
否则呢，你这边进，然后呢，只有一个人这边出，其他人都不错，还是有。
The advices could actually come from this year and God from the other.
还是你们连进都还没进，就不理我了。好，接纳意见，听从劝告，可是更重要的是你要付诸实际的行动。
Accept opinions, taking advices are important, but the most important thing is you are willing to take actions.
好，况且对于乃曼而言呢，这个行动太麻烦，太不方便了。
So、for Naaman, it might be so inconvenient for him to do so.
首先他，这约旦河呢是在以色列的境内啊。
The river Jordan is actually in the country of Israel.
乃曼就讲了，我们自己国家都有更好、更干净的水啊，
Naaman、
还跑到你的国家去。
So many waters, so many clean waters. Why should I even go to River Jordan?
这行动要让他放下自己的身段，屈就到别的国家去洗澡啊！这个让人家看得多尴尬、啊。
He would be so embarrassed to take a bath in the River Jordan. That would be so embarrassing.
人家的他的同胞会笑他。哎呀，我们国家的这个水干净的要命，要跑到一个这个别人的国家去那里洗澡。哎呀
，His fellow people might laugh at him.
人家会笑。哎，那他以色列国的人会笑。你看，哈，你这个身为一个大将军，跑到我们这里来洗澡。
Israelites might also laugh at him and maybe say that you, as such a great general in your country, why do you come to our country to take a bath in the River Jordan?
好，那没关系，就算一次嘛，忍耐一下，反正一次而已，忍耐一下。不是一次，哎，是几次？七次啊！
If he just needed to dip himself once in the Jordan River, might not be a big thing, but he was asked to dip himself in the Jordan seven times.
你敢不敢？
If you were Naaman, would you do that?
但是他始终不怀疑，可能我们洗三次就后悔了啊，不敢再来
了。But then actually Naaman did not doubt that.
但他坚持到底，可能有人取笑他傻瓜，他也不在乎。
Maybe if were for us, just dipping ourselves in the Jordan River three times would make us feel like.
我真是佩服他的定力啊。
I really admire him.
这不容易。
That was not an easy thing.
你看，我们举例来讲，我们周报每个礼拜，从我们今年一开始，我们就登。我们今年一定要把一这个圣经读完一遍啊，请大家抓住这个。
Church bulletin has written down that we need to finish reading the Bible like once.
哇，很多人说好啊好啊，我们一定要遵守，我们一定要完成哈。
Some of you might say, "Oh yeah, definitely, I'm determined to do that. I'll accomplish that task."
然后很多意见啊，牧师还有同工告诉你说，哇，读圣经很好啊，我都听进去了啊，我都听进去了。不过当你实际在做的时候，你有坚持到今天吗？有多少人？不用举手，不用举手。
Might accept that suggestion, but you might not have taken actions.
有些人坚持到底，我知道哈。但是我们不要举手，我很想说，容不容易哈
？I know some of you are doing this, but I know it's not easy.
那我们可以看见，我自己来讲，步入中年，开始发福了，对健康不好，所以有些人都建议我，你要开始减肥了哈。
A lot of people have started suggesting to cut down my fat because I have been middle age and then I have started gaining weight a lot.
所以这个特别来这边弟兄姐妹对我太好，经常请吃饭。
Especially after I came to Southern California, a lot of brothers are treating me nice meals.
所以发福呢，你们也有一半的责任。
So you have some responsibility in my fat.
但是我也知道这个健康是自己要更有付诸行动的。
But I know I need to take actions in order to take care of my own health.
所以我听了意见，我也愿意去这个锻炼。
So after I take some brothers and sisters' suggestions, I started exercising.
而且我住的地方有免费的健身房，哎。
You know the apartment home that I'm living in right now has a free gym.
而且有两个大的游泳池。
There are also two very big swimming pools.
好，那这些都是上帝预备的啊，这么好的资源。
These amenities are actually provided by God, which is a good thing.
对。那你们猜我有没有去用
？But then, do you guess?
你们太小看我了。你们太小看有。
How many times did I swim? Once.
我甚至是有努力去过，但是不能坚持到底。
I did actually try my best to go swimming, but I just
cannot persist. 除非你们来帮助我，陪着我去练锻炼。
Unless you can accompany me to go swimming, maybe I can do more.
唯一的问题就是你要付出那行动，你付出一次、两次可以的，可是你要坚持到底不容易。
So taking actions for one time might be easy, but for a lot of times, it's not easy.
我们很容易就有三分钟的热度，都很容易的。
We can just feel like high for like just 3 seconds and then feel.
可是我们的行动如果没有坚持到底的话，就算你愿意听再多的意见，听再多的劝告，我告诉你都没有用，是不是
？No matter how many suggestions or advices you want to actually take, if you don't take actions, it's useless.
但是我们来看乃曼就不同了。
Look at Lee Naaman.
他付上代价，而且带出信心的行动，甚至我要说，真的比一般基督徒都还好。
He paid actually high prices, and he did a lot. And he was really, he's a good example of taking action of faith.
这真的是成为我们的榜
样。
好，最后一方面，他除了对人，他对自己的态度啊，对人的态度啊，这个对自己的态度，还有一个对神的态度。
The last thing I want to mention, Naaman's attitude toward God.
好，有三方面。第一个是他公开见证、感恩奉献。
Number one.He was given testimony in public and offering with gratitude.
好，十五节，我们一起来读一杯。
Verse
15. 好，乃曼恢复健康了，不只是在身体上，也是在他灵命上，也就是说，他正确恢复神与人之间的关系。
Naaman just did not just restore his health physically, but also restore his spiritual health.
为什么呢？
His relationship with God.
你看，他不但是公开承认、公开见证了他亲身经历的这位全能的真神乃是独一无二的，并且呢，他也以感恩的心来献上他的奉献。
Not only did he give testimonies in public about his healing, but also he offered.Sacrifices with gratitude.
好，我们刚刚读到他带的什么礼物来哈。
So we had a read that what kind of gifts he brought.
你别以为他带的礼物只是礼貌上的一个伴手小礼品。
Don't just think this is just like out of politeness.
我们可以看哈，就十套衣服哈，大家可能你觉得啊，十件衣服嘛，不就是十件衣服？一件衣服可能那是那一个人的一生的财产。
So ten kind of thing could be like the, all the possessions a person could have.
那个衣服比较不值钱，我们就不谈。但是我们来谈看看他带的这些银子十他连得。
And he also brought like 10 shekels of silver.
那十他连得用今天的单位来等于是30,000 shekels。十他连得等于30,000 shekels。那这些单位到底是多到呢
？So like 30,000 shekels of silver.
好，那我们以当时的背景。典型的一个年薪呢是十克勒，一银子十克勒是一个人一年的年薪。
So a person's like yearly salary would be 10 shekels.
好，一色克勒可以买一吨的谷啊，一吨，光一色克勒，三万色克勒呢大约750磅。
So a shekel can actually buy.
所以总共带了6,000 shekels金子。约是150磅。
So 6,000 shekels of gold would be 150 pounds.
的金子哈，那一色克的金子大约等于15色克勒的银子。
So that gold would be 15 shekels of silver.
你们都乱了哈！我告诉你，如果换算今天的购买力，等于7,500,000,000。
That would be like $7 billion and $5 million.
你说这个数额是巨大。
Think about how big that amount is.
换一句话说，他可能将他多年所累积的财富全部都奉献出来了。
So, in other words, he could have actually offered all he had.
因为金钱对他而言已经不再那样重要了。
Because money was not that important at that time to him anymore.
那我们来想，我们呢？
Let's just think about ourselves.
我们已经得着主了，是否还肯看重今生的这些财物呢？
We have already had our Lord. Are we still so caring about our earthly possessions?
好，第二方面是信靠委身专一侍主。
So the second thing, the name is attitude about name is toward God.
让我们一起来读一杯。
请。
OK， 好，刚才我们讲到那么多的礼物要给以利沙神人和神的仆人，居然他说不要。如果你要不要收？
So when Naaman was trying to give
all
of his possessions to Elisha, what Elisha said was even he did not want it.
啊，但是呢，以利沙拒绝这么大的一个啊奉献。乃曼没有因为这样子觉得被冒犯了，或是影响他对神的信靠。
And Naaman did not feel offended and did not affect his trust in the Lord.
反而乃曼呢更积极的恳求以利沙，希望带什么？带土回去。
Instead, he was willing that he could actually bring the earth that actually two pair of mules can carry.
哎，你觉得奇怪哈？他带了一大堆的金子哈，带了一大堆这个财钱来，要给人家
一大堆哈，
人家不要。
And they did not, then, but Elisha did not want it.
对，说哦，对不起，我求求你，让我带一些你们这些土回去，土啊，地上的土啊，带一些土回去。
Naaman said,
然后呢，那驴子呢，驮两驼的那个驴子，让我的这个
that two pairs of mules can carry，
然后可以带回来给仆人，他成自己仆人了，哇。那什么代表什么意思呢
？So what did that mean？
啊，这说明说他在以承认神在这一块土地，在以色列这一块土地上所掌权才是真神。
Because the reason is the purpose that's for some earth is not only to declare that the Almighty is the only true God, but also to bring earth back home.
另外也说明他要把这些土带回去什么？根据圣经我们所读的，他要筑坛呐，用这些土来做一个坛。来献祭给神呢。
He wanted to build an altar for offering sacrifices using this earth.
所以他从今以后，他只向这一位独一真神啊，他要信靠这位委身这位独一真神，并且立志从今以后只专心的来向这位真神来敬拜，而不再去向其他的神明、偶像来敬拜。
So which means he's only gonna offer sacrifices from now on.To the true, real God, but not other idols anymore.
同样，我们今天被神得着、恢复健康之后，我们人生道路有没有这样的一个委身立志呢
？So today, in the same way, we will have restored our spiritual health. Do we have such determination?
可能我们过去不认识。我们过去可能不认识这位创造宇宙、这位全能的大神，我们不认识，就像乃曼一样。可是他经历之后，他做了一个决定。他愿意一生委身，专心只单一侍奉这位最伟大的神。
We may not know God before, but once we know God, we need to make that determination to just serve this only one true God.
乃曼给我们这样的榜样。
Naaman gave us a very good example.
最后一个，他是诚实认罪，寻求饶恕。
The last thing that Naaman did is he sincerely confessed his sins and sought for forgiveness.
十八节，我们一起来读一遍。
Verse 18.
请。
May the Lord forgive your servant for this one thing. When my master enters the temple of Rimmon to bow down, he's leaning on my arm. I have to bow there also. When I bow down in the temple of Rimmon, may the Lord forgive your servant for this.
他说：“我有一件事，我为一件事情感到非常大的自责，就请求原谅。因为就是呢，我的主人哈，他的老板哈，就是亚兰王啦，国王啊，他进临门庙。”在拜的时候，不是他去拜，而是他的国王去拜。他在帮他扶了一下，然后呢，他也屈身了。
So basically, Naaman was actually guilty about one thing that he did when he was worshiping one of the idols in his country. When his master entered the temple of Rimmon to bow down, and Naaman was also leaning on his arm and he had also bowed.
好，
so he felt really guilty of what he did.
就是大马色神哈达。的一个名衔。
So、that was Hada, and also in Damascus, this was an idol.
传说他是掌管风雨之神。
So legend had it he was actually god of wind and rain.
为十二亚述十二大神之一。
So that was actually one of the greatest 12 gods in Assyria.
但是他认定呢，他信主之后，他只认定了单单只信靠这位创造宇宙万物的真神之后。他就敏锐的、很敏锐的想起过去的罪，就是曾经在跟他主人去，这个主人亚兰王去偶像拜庙里拜拜的这个事情，是认为是非常非常愚昧错误的。
So when Naaman was restored from his leprosy and he has restored his physical health and his spiritual health, and had a relationship with God, he realized how bad he did before when he was worshiping idols in the temple of Rimmon.
其实我们来站在他的立场来想一想，他可以推得一干二净。
So from his standpoint, actually, we can think about from his perspective, he could actually just totally forget about.
我是将军，我要保护我的主人，我陪他去的是他去，不是我去。
As a general, he could just have said, I just needed to protect my master. So it wasn't really me who went to the temple. It was my master who went there. I just had to accompany him.
那主人在拜的时候，哎，不小心他跌了一跤，我赶快去扶他，我只是扶他而已啊。
So when the master fell, I just needed to support him and make him stand up again.
所以我扶他的时候，当然要跪下来，就刚好。
Of course, I had to bow down when I had to support him and then make him stand up again.
我心里也没跟那个偶像拜，我只是。
I did not worship the idol. He could have said.
他可以推得一干二净，是不是？
He could have just removed all the responsibilities.
可是他没有这样子讲。
But he did not say that.
他知道，连在庙里面，连跪下来这样一个动作，他都知道这个是不行的。
And he realized after he acknowledged God, his only true God, he knew that even bowing down the temple was the stupid thing that he did.
可是我们发现，政治人物通常都是很狡猾的，不是吗？
We knew that all politicians are actually really crafty.
当年台湾的这个领导人李登辉自称是基督徒，可是他有一次到我的家乡大甲的妈祖庙，非常的出名啊。
The president of Taiwan, Li Denghui, once went to my hometown, where there was a very famous temple.
他为了选票还不是妥协，拿着香跟马祖拜拜。
He offered sacrifice in the temple.
那后来他后来他才改变，才不再拿香拜拜。很多基督徒很气愤呐，你怎么到庙里面拿着香去拜啊
？A lot of Christians are very angry at him because how could he, as a Christian or as a president, went to a temple and offer sacrifices over there?
可是他可以推得一干二净啊。啊，都是人家弄给我的，都是我的下属拿给我，怎么不能？我只是心，我只是一这个动作而已啊，我不是心里向他拜，我只是向天上的神拜啊。
You could just have said, "Oh, it was my subordinates who actually gave me the offerings. It wasn't me. I was just offering to my God."
人家政治人物都可以那么讲话。
Politicians could be really crafty.
可是你看，乃曼却连谨慎到这样一个地步，他连一个屈身的动作都等同向这个偶像敬拜，所以因此他就向神认罪。
But as a politician, Naaman did not do that. Naaman realized very keenly that bowing down this action was a very, very stupid action.
他是寻求饶恕赦免。
He was seeking forgiveness from God.
可见一个真实敬拜生活是发自内心的。
So you can see a real life of worship actually comes from your heart.
而不是碍于人情啊，敷衍了事的。
It wasn't out of just politeness or out of just fulfilling the commands of another person.
所以对我们而言，其实一个真实信靠上帝的人，我们就会很容易、很敏锐察觉到自己内心世界我们所犯的，甚至一点小小的错误。
A true believer of God will be very acutely aware of his own sins.
那是得罪上帝的。
That was offending God.
我们也思想从乃曼的榜样当中，我们也没有这样高的标准跟原则来面对我们自己的信仰。
So do we have such high standard as Naaman?
你有没有勇气拒绝拿香向偶像膜拜的这样一个决心？
Do you have such guts or courage to reject offering to idols?
Yeah. 有一位刚信主的一个弟兄他要回国之前来找我。
So there is a brother who just believed in God, and before he went back to his hometown, he came to me.
他说：“叶牧师，哇，真是太感谢来美国！我听了福音，我信主了，我也受洗受浸了，啊，太高兴了。”
Pastor, I thank you so much. I just thank God so much because I have came to the United States and became and I was baptized and became a believer of God.
不过我现在信主了，我回家乡去。我们那家乡那边很多的庙宇啊，我可不可以去拜？
But then I have to go back to my hometown. There are so many temples in my hometown.Could I go to the temples to offer and to make offerings again?
因为那我们那边的人都是这样子的哈，所以。
Because all the people in my hometown do that.
所以我就跟他们一样，这样可以吗
？So can I do the same thing as they do?
那我问你们，你们说可以吗
？Yes, can he do that?
啊，所以以后我就叫他来问你们就好了。
So next time I could just ask him to ask you.
真实的来面对我们自己，乃是神光照我们。
So a true believer of God is God is gonna.Examine us and know what's in our heart.
乃曼恢复健康，不但只是他身体的皮肤病被医好而已，而是他整个人完全被神得着，而恢复他属灵生命的健康，恢复正常的功能，而得到丰盛的生命。
Naaman's restoring of health wasn't just physical; it was spiritual.
乃是由于他在 与他人、与自己以及与神之间的关系上，先有一个健康、谦卑的态度。
It was because he had a humble attitude, in the relationship between him and God, and also between him and other people, and even his superiors.
以至于你看他的人生当中，不但是他的这个周围的人都愿意来帮助他。
Not only the people around him are willing to help him.
他生命也被神纪念。
And his life was also remembered.
得着更新，重新得力。
And he regained his strength.
其实不正是我们今天基督徒我们所期待的一个人生吗？
That the life we want to have as Christians today.
也许我们今天人生道路就像乃曼一样。
Our lives today actually just like Naaman's.
各方面都有很好的成就，可惜
we might have a lot of accomplishments.
就在某方面出了问题，造成遗憾，不完美了。
But then we have problems in one thing.
这时候我们同样也可以经历乃曼当年所经历神的医治与更新，来重新恢复健康的人生。
You are a true believer of God, and you can experience the restoring of your spiritual health, just as Naaman experienced.
但前提就是我们也有我们该尽的责任。
But then the presupposition is we have to take actions and do our responsibilities.
这个责任呢，就是我们要先改变，在态度上啊要改变。
First thing we need to do is change our attitude.
我常常讲一个哈，讲一句话，就是态度可以决定你的。高度。
Attitude is everything. Attitudes can, determine how your altitude.
你看，我们可以从乃曼，他改变他的态度，对人的别人的态度，对自己的态度，对上帝的态度，他改变。
So Naaman's attitude after he was restored changed toward people, toward God, and toward himself.
同样的，你的态度也可以决定你的高度。
So your attitude can also determine your altitude.
也许回到我们最刚开始讲的，我们觉得这个社会病了。
So let's just go back to what we said earlier. The whole society is actually sick right now.
但是也许当我们态度改变的时候，你会发现，哦，原来是我们。
So, but when our attitudes change, and then we can see it's actually us.
只是我们一直没有看见自己的问题。
It's like we just haven't seen our problems.
这个社会还不是因为我们所造成的。
The society isn't just like the problem of society isn't just caused by.
不要再推卸责任给这个社会，而是从我们开始，让我们都放下身段，谦卑来到神的面前，来寻求他全人的医治，使我们也可以成为一个真正恢复健康的人。你们说好不好？
So don't shut off your responsibilities in this society. The community, we all have our responsibilities in our community.
让我们来到神的面前，更亲近。更亲近
Let's come before our God nearer and even nearer.
来成为我们的回应。
Let's sing this song.
请一起起立，我们来唱这首。